What up?
Jalapeno. Jalapeno. Toast.
Jalapeno toast. Toast. Stop it. Welcome, everyone.
We're ready now.
Welcome.
What's up, everyone? Feel it.
I am. I'm feeling pretty good.
I'm in the mood.
Boom. All right. Hey. We miss you. We miss you guys.
Yeah, I like doing this, you know, having conversations, talking, hearing what people have to say.
You know, I think we should scrap the Dadgum Dads and just have a comedy hour. Because we're here all night.
That's easy. You just turn the mic on and
just go.
Tell
just
jokes and laugh.
Yeah, that's all it should be.
Well, we were just laughing for several minutes up until starting this thing.
That's why we're still kind of
over
laughing.
Something stupid.
It was stupid. But hey, you know, that's fun. We like to have a good time.
Yeah, it's all about having fun.
That's all we do. Get together, have a good old time.
Life's
too short to be serious.
It is too short. We don't need to be serious all the time.
So. Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We've got an exciting show for you today.
Mm-hmm.
This one's going to be...
Time is gold.
Boom.
Time is gold.
It's golden.
And it's kind of a double meaning. Well, it's actually like a triple meaning, really. You know, we're talking time is gold, you know, time with your kids. Spend it, because when they grow up and they're on their own, you know, you look... As they grow up, you're always seeing them as that little baby, you know, they used to be, or that little kid, and then as they get older, you know, you lose that time with them. And time's also gold, that time you get with your spouse, you know, to be alone and away from kids. And I don't mean just to be alone, you know, but to
just
maybe go do stuff. Yeah, just to breathe, you know, together, especially with, you know, you two, I'm sure, you know, got the four kids.
Oh,
you know,
get to go orphans.
Go to Sherry's for a couple hours.
Easy
that's a,
now.
That's a big time move right there.
Tell you what.
And then we're
Costa Vita, here we come.
Yeah.
We're coming Costa back, Costa Vita.
You guys are really crazy when you go out, aren't you?
You know.
All right, I got an idea. We'll go to Costa Vita. Then we're going to do some Sherry's for strawberry milkshakes. Boom. We'll be home around 9:30. Oh, boy.
I don't know. We'll make it 9 o'clock.
It's pretty rowdy in the Stokes
house. My bedtime is 9:15.
Gotcha. You're right in bed. And then the last reason time is gold is that time to yourself. You know, to just spend time, whether it's playing, you know, an instrument or, you know, going for a run, working out, golfing, just something, you know.
What about,
like,
sitting on the toilet?
That's, dude, we're going to talk about that.
Because
that's an underrated time right there. All right, we're going to delve right into this. Let me tell you something. This is for everybody, okay? When you're wondering, why is my husband taking these 20 to 30 minute bathroom breaks? It's because it's that time is gold thing I'm talking about. We're on there either reading something, we're listening to something, we're watching something. We just want to be left alone.
Leave us alone.
So if I'm in there going to the bathroom, here's the secret, fellas. You got to actually go to the bathroom, though. Don't just go sit in there and pretend to go. Because some of these ladies, they'll pop right in there and be like, whoa. Hey, oh, I'm sorry. What are we dumping cinnamon in here? I don't smell anything. And now you're caught.
Yeah.
Now they take the door down, and you get to go to the bathroom with the door open. No door. You've lost door privileges.
Like you were a teenager.
Oh, now I'm in trouble. So... do yourself a favor and actually go to the bathroom, okay?
Please? Make sure that, because you're going to ruin it for the rest of us.
You are. Don't screw this thing
because
up.
You know the women get together.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what John did the other day?
He just got...
I had to take the door off. Yeah. And they're like, wait.
Guy took a 40-minute bathroom break. I come to find out he's sitting in there, not even going to the bathroom.
He was sleeping.
He's playing words with friends. Yeah, he's sleeping.
He's playing words with friends.
Like those guys who just pull up in the driveway and they just sit out there after a long day's work for like 30 minutes in the driveway. No music on.
Yep.
No, nothing.
No, they're just sitting
there. Just sitting there, staring.
Staring.
That's your time.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is.
Yep.
I'm glad we could jump right in. But that's serious. Like, you know, it's...
That's our bathroom talk.
Well, listen, we all know, okay?
I don't know
why women don't do it. You know what I mean? Is it because they think that we're going to think they're gross by being in there that long?
No, I think they try, but the kids won't leave them alone.
Right. Well, then that's our job then, to help them out.
I try.
Yeah.
I got an orphan.
They got their fingers under the door. Mom! The fingers like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Little hand.
No, even I get that, but...
I got that, too. What is with the little
I got it the
it's
other
like
day.
It's like a cat paw under the door, but it's a hand, like a human hand.
I got it the other day. And my wife was the one out there telling my kid to do it. Because apparently he was going to stand out there and try and scare me when it came out.
Dude, kids are
hilarious. Like, sorry, I already got it out. So you're not going to make me do that.
It takes so long to create kind of like a buffer yes. between you and your kids. Because mm-hmm. for the first several years, really, they're like, you'll be in there going to the bat, and they're right outside the door. Mm-hmm. Ear to the door, hand under the door, trying to open the door. I don't know how many times my daughter tried opening the door on me while I'd be in there. Doing anything. It doesn't matter what I was doing. It's just something about the bathroom door being closed. Or any door. They're not having this.
You go in the room.
Yeah.
Close the door to change.
Yeah.
If you're not locked, bam, all four of them in there. Kids, you're standing there putting your pants on.
Kids are like that version of a parent who take the door down because you got in trouble. They don't like doors either. I don't like closed doors. Like what I tell you about closed doors in my house, Dad. All right? I'm 5 years old. I set the rules here.
Yeah.
I see that door closed, I open it.
It's like on a, what was that, next Friday? No more locked doors.
Yeah.
Drive me crazy.
Yeah, that's kids.
Yeah.
They're not, I don't care what kid it is, they hate you, that door closed.
See, but the thing is...
Maybe they think, like, you go in there, you're, like, teleporting to another universe, another dimension,
they could
gone.
Not be paying attention to you. Yeah. They could be outside playing.
Yeah. You
and
shut a door.
You go in, they shut the door, and it's like, bang, the rail goes off, like...
A door shut.
I just heard a door.
Yeah.
It locked.
They're like deer when they pop up. Their little head like, from grazing. Yum,
yum. And then, boop.
A door closed.
And the next thing you know, all four of them. Dad?
Did you ever get eight hands under the door at once? Have you ever seen this?
No.
Okay. That'd be scary. No. It'd be like a zombie movie.
No.
With kids.
I've had four because of the little ones.
Yeah, the twins.
The twins.
How cute is that?
You know, when they were just learning to crawl, and then next thing you know, you have little fingers down there.
The little hands.
And then, of course, you know, you reach down, you hit them, and they, you know, you...
Kids are so cute.
Yeah. But anyway, time. It's golden.
Like a nugget. It is, you know. But it's funny because here we are, and it all blends together. Here we are talking about, you know, trying to spend some time by yourself, whether it's in a bathroom hiding or in your own room, just sitting on a bed staring at a dresser. Mm-hmm. But then these kids, you know, they stick their little hands under the door or they come in and... You're going to remember, like, we're talking about now, mm-hmm. that this happened, like, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to come a time where our kids are older, and we're going to remember that stuff still.
Yeah.
So it's like everything is
There's probably
going to
come a time when you're going to miss.
Oh, the hand of the door.
The door.
Or the jiggling. What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Hey. 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 Boom, boom, boom. What are you guys doing in there?
Huh?
Mom and Dad are having a conference. Open the door.
No.
I don't like locked doors. I'll wait.
On the count of three, I will start kicking
you. You can hear him pressing up against the door. You will open this door immediately. It is funny how kids are really about the doors.
This
door will be opened by the count of three. Like you're in trouble now.
Or you say, hey, go away. Okay. And then it's silence, but then you can still hear them pressed up against the door because they're moving.
Yeah.
And you can hear...
They're not smart.
We can still
These
hear
kids
you.
Kids are not clever. I still get that. Like, we'll be in the room watching a movie or TV at night, you know, night getting ready for bed,
mm-hmm.
and you know, sometimes we'll pause it because we're watching like an adult show or whatever, and she'll come in,
mm-hmm.
and you know, she pretends that she leaves. We can totally tell she's still there because I can hear her. She can't stand still,
yes.
So I hear her just brush up against the wall, like shh, shh, and we're like, Juliana,
yes,
hey, go to bed, and then she goes. Okay.
dang it.
You're like, we know you're not, uh-huh. you didn't leave because I could hear you walk off, you know, and I didn't hear you walk off, so.
No. With Molly, it's the same thing, but with her, her thing is, I'm pranking you.
Yeah.
You know? And so, go to bed, okay, and then she'll go in there and, you know, we don't hear the door close.
Right.
We know it's still open.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we're sitting there just waiting, and then all of a sudden we'll hear this little, you know, you know, because it's creaking across the floor. Go to bed. Ha, I'm pranking you. We're like, go to bed.
You should prank her back. Get a nice bag of dog turds and light it on fire right at the foot of her bed. Be like, I'm pranking you now.
I'm pranking you.
Do you think that would work?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
That's pretty demented.
No, not with her.
You just light up fire in her room. You're the one that's going to have to clean that up later, too. Was it worth it?
No, because she didn't learn anything.
She stomps it out, too. You're like, no!
Don't stomp it out. Don't tell me what Molly the Roos. Devil
yeah. was. Yeah, so they don't like to close doors. And it's funny how, you know, that happens. Like, little kids don't like when the parents have a door closed, but then there's going to come a time where the roles reverse. Am I wrong? Our whole lives.
No, it's true.
We're figuring this out right now.
Yes.
I think our entire lives are based on not wanting the door closed.
Yes.
Or wanting that door closed and just to be left alone.
Yes. It's you know what? life revolves around doors now.
They do.
That's it.
No, it is. That's it. What a great analogy.
That's all so it
when
is.
So when you're, in a, you're a parent and the kids, they don't want that door closed. But then they're going to grow up and you're not going to want that door closed.
But they're going to want it closed.
But they're going to want it closed. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm sticking my hand under her you door. That, when that, she's like 16 trying to hang out, I'm going to have a hand in the door. Hey, hey, yeah. I don't like closed doors. What did I tell you? And I'll be like, this is petting. Hey.
Yes, a hand under the, you know.
Hey, what are you doing in there?
No, that's when you go to the door and you say, oh, how the tables have turned.
Yeah, and they won't know what you're talking about because they got short-term memory. You
yeah,
know?
They'll be like, what?
No, no. But I'll just be brushed up against the door. Hello?
Dad, leave me alone. Okay.
No, it's not me. I mean, it's not your dad. Life is revolves around doors. Isn't it crazy?
Yes.
Wow, we just put that together right now. It's true, though.
You know what? You know, that's...
Because you go to work, and maybe you got an office that's got a door closed, and you want to close the door, and then your boss goes, hey, what are you doing in here? Same thing, you know what I mean? Exactly. Nobody wants the door closed. Yes,
there it is. There it is. Yep. Like Kevin Hart. Me, 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 me.
Yep.
Life revolves around the doors.
It's true.
Not a revolving door.
No.
Just a door.
Yeah.
Yes. One that opens and closes.
You know, and I can't, I think as a parent that the time being spent with your kids is super important. Like, you know, you try to value every moment you can. But, I mean, I'm not going to fool you. There's a time where you're just like, I need a minute. I need some time. You know, and I think it's good.
I think it's
good for us to have that time. You need that time away, you know, to clear your thoughts. But you're still a person, you know. You're still a human being that has wants and needs and desires. And you have your spouse. You guys got to go hang out. You got to go do stuff, like, you know, separate from your kids, you know.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, a good part of the day. I mean, it's a good 20, 30 minutes.
Even,
I mean.
It's better than poking the eye.
Yeah.
Sometimes a kid poke you in the eye.
Well, yeah. Well, that's only if you're looking under the door.
What is with them poking eyes, too?
I don't know.
They just love it. Hey, a beak. Oh, my. Oh.
Son of a.
Yeah. Right. Why is your eyeball under the door, though? That's weird.
Yeah.
But no, I spend that 20, 30 minutes, or if you can get an evening, you know, alone, date night, whatever, those are super important, man. So important, because it just reboots you and gets you back in the game.
So, we're to the point right now where, you know, we put our kids to bed about 9 o'clock, and we have an 11-year-old.
Dang!
We have an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
And so, she asked the other day, she was like, you know, I'm 11, I shouldn't have to be going to bed when the 4-year-olds go to bed. You know, when can I start staying up? And, like, what she stays up anyway. I mean, what she does is she goes...
Let's just be real. She closes that door.
Well, she shares a room with her sister, so... but she sits up in her bed and reads, plays with Legos and stuff like that. Whatever.
Yeah.
So she doesn't go to bed, but she just doesn't want to be in the room. And we feel kind of bad for her, but, you know, after 9 o'clock or, you know, whenever we get him into bed...
Sure.
It's like, that's our time.
Oh, yeah.
Because we only have an hour to, you know, maybe a couple hours before we go to bed, depending on, you know, what we're watching and what's going on. Because a lot of times we'll put them to bed and then we'll finish straightening up the house.
Maybe during these winter hours, you know, you get those 4-year-olds in bed like, you know, 4:30.
Easy.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, and then they'll be up at midnight. And I'll be sending them right over to your house, Steve.
No.
Or play with Frisco.
No, that's funny. But you know what? I see. I get where Allie's coming from. I remember being a little kid, man, and, like, having to go to bed, like, early, you know, sometimes. And, like, the sun would still be out, and you could hear kids outside playing.
Yes.
Do you remember this?
I'm sure you do.
And you're like, what is going on?
Why
there are still kids out playing. Yeah. Why am I in bed right now? You know, and I was the oldest, so if I'm going to bed at the same time as my youngest sibling, like, I'd be like, something's off. I can see where she's coming from, 11 and going to bed at the same time as the 4-year-old.
So now we would love it if they, you know, we'd put her to bed and the, you know, Molly would fall asleep and then we'd let her come back out. Molly doesn't fall asleep until, like, they both fall asleep around the same time. They both stay up playing in their beds, fighting, yelling at each other.
Yeah.
Because they're being too loud or something.
Yeah.
Or Molly's always trying to come out, And big sister's warning her, you're going to get yelled at. You're going to get spanked. You know, sure enough, she comes out. Go to bed. They yelled at me. She goes back in close to the door. She, and then we hear, I told you.
And that's so fun. But see, there it is. Like, you're getting this time in the evening, finally, to have some alone time. Just the two of you. You know, just reflect on the day. You know, hang out, whatever.
Yeah.
And these kids, man, they just don't. They're time suckers. They don't want you to have that time. Because that's time that needs to be spent with them. You know, but at least you got these older kids that you know, as they get older, they like their independence too.
Well, they get it.
They value that time.
Well, I was going to say, because there's going to come a time when they want to be alone.
Exactly.
But you want to be with them.
Right.
It's just like the doors.
It's the door thing, man. Yeah, everything is a revolving. This is the door. But
we're on fire tonight.
It's
true.
It's true.
We're on fire.
But it's funny because.
Simon said, where's my doctorate? We're going to become therapists.
Oh, man.
Right here.
No, we already have
Welcome
one thing.
Welcome to
that,
the dadgum dance.
The problem is that we have kids, and most people that teach you like how to raise kids and all
they
that,
don't
they don't have kids. So we already screwed up.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
All right.
The specialists in all fields usually have no, like, hey, let me tell you about being married. I've never been married, but I'm going to tell you how to do
or
it.
Or
you know,
I've been married, but I'm divorced now.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe not. How many divorces? Three.
Go on.
Yeah, I'm all set. I'm all set. Yeah. Thanks. I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out for myself. You know. Well, no, I can really tell you how to drive this car off a cliff. I can drive it off a cliff myself. I don't need you doing it. Thanks. Get out. But, the door, you know... They want to be spending time with you. You want your time, then you're going to want to spend time. It's true. And it's funny how, you know, these kids will come in, you know, and they're like, it's late.
Mm-hmm.
You've already told them to go to bed, you know, 17 times, whatever. It, to the point where, like, go to, you know, you're yelling now. And then they're like, then they're sad. Yell at me. And you're like, oh, don't even try to make me feel bad. You become numb to that pretty quick. I think early on, you're like, oh, dang it. You know, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, your guilt and all those other soft feelings get ripped right out of you by, I think, about age 3 or 4. You're like, I'm numb now.
See, but...
Those tears won't work on me.
Yeah. Those fake tears.
Get those big...
Those aren't even real.
Those big crocodile tears. That are just coming out. You're like, don't even try it.
You're like, how do you do that?
Yeah. Put that tear back. I don't want it.
You see this? Push it right back up.
It's just really just poke him.
I'll poke you in the eye now.
Yeah, no
Get
doubt.
You a real tear.
Nah, I mean, it's just... Because they're cute and they always try the cry thing to get their way. You're like, nah, I'm done with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's bedtime. You go to bed.
Yep. Done. Yeah, because you, I mean, especially one, you need time for yourself, and two, you know, you and your spouse need time together.
Yeah.
You know, whether it just be watching TV, because that's all my wife and I do. I mean, we'll put the kids to bed. Like I said, we'll straighten up the house a little bit more, and then we'll sit down, and we have TV shows that we watch together.
Yeah.
And then when we're out of those, you know, then we'll go our separate ways, and I'll watch something on my phone while she goes and watch something on the TV or whatever.
Mm.
Or if there's a football game on or a baseball game that I want to watch, I'll watch it on my phone, and she's over there watching whatever on TV.
Mm.
You know, our Army Wives or something that I'm not interested in.
Yeah.
But Desperate Housewives or whatever.
Is that a show still around?
No.
I didn't think so.
But she did
she
watch it.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
She did
oh,
watch
yeah.
it after it was
oh, yeah.
off.
Oh, yeah.
But no, it just depends on, you know, what you prefer, you know, put your kids to bed earlier, put them to bed late, you know, but you got to have that time to yourself, not mentally, you have to.
I think so. I think if you don't, you're usually that person who ends up just sitting there in your idle car for an hour, just staring at the dashboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you don't get that time, like... You know, just, this is my life now, you know. You'll be happier having this family, having these kids, whether it's one, whether it's four, 12 kids, whatever it is, if you do still make time to have with yourself and your spouse. Now, the more of those kids I think you have, closer to 12, I think that's about the amount of minutes a day you probably get to yourself is about 12 minutes.
Because
they need your time, and that's the thing. You made that choice. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I think by the time you get to about... 4, you've made that choice. Like, I get an accident here and there, but you know, right? Because you guys were shooting for 3, 4K. You guys, it wasn't planned for 4, but you were planning for another child already.
Yeah.
So the decision had been made.
The decision.
It wasn't an accident. Now,
no.
they're twins. Hey,
accidents happen, though.
Yeah. No, they do. And I don't think you do it 12 times accidentally.
No. Definitely not.
Whoops-a-daisy. 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 How many of those oops-a-daisies are we going to have? Just say you're planning it, all right? Just stop it, will you?
Yeah, but, you know, but getting to spending time with your kids now, especially at such a young age, they
require it.
They require it, yeah. Like, they cherish it. Mm-hmm. Just like yesterday, I was sitting on my chair, you know, watching something, and Molly came up. She had about $3.
$3?
Books.
Oh, books. I was like, why don't you make money? I love it. She got about $3.
She stole it out of my wallet.
She pulled it out and did give it back? I made some money. Here you go, Dad.
No, she actually pulled it out of her wallet to give to me and be like, Dad, you don't have any money. Here you go.
Oh.
But no, she brought me $3. Did I want to read them? No.
No.
But did I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, you know, she sat up on my lap and I started reading and then who you think wandered over?
Hunter Doug.
Yeah, old Hunter. He come wandering over. And, you know, they're both sitting on my lap, and I'm reading books. And, of course, when I read books, I'm animated, make little voices.
Yeah,
and,
have fun with it.
You know, I have fun with it. I actually thought about starting a YouTube channel of reading books. But then I thought, you know, about the legal aspect of it.
Yeah.
Companies probably don't want me reading their books on YouTube to people.
I don't know. I don't know how that's any different than the people playing with toys on there. Mm. Other than you just look creepy up there reading.
Well, I was going to read to my kids. Are you dirty? Anyway.
Hey! Welcome to Dad's Reading Books on YouTube, kids.
Dadgum Dad reading a dadgum book?
No.
Anyway, but yeah, and I just know that it's one of those times where they're gonna cherish it.
They'll remember it for sure.
Well, they might remember it, but they might not. But
they'll remember you being there.
Yeah, exactly. I like to be around for all their stuff. You know, Molly's had 2 little dance recitals.
Oh,
dude, I'm not gonna. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, I was never into that kind of stuff.
No, that's Juliana, man. That's what she does is dance. That's her thing. She's in, like, you know, 3 different dance teams. You know, mm-hmm. she's been doing it since she was 3.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy right here, I'm not into dance, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm into my daughter.
I've seen you shake it before.
But I'm into my daughter dancing. I've seen you shake it. Right. Well, no, I mean, but, you know, I would have never thought. And then here she is doing this stuff, and I'm into it, you know, for her.
Yep.
I'm not going to sit here and lie that I'm there for 3 hours loving everything I'm seeing. Are you
gonna
that's not true.
Are you going to be one of those dance dads that sits in the back and does all the moves with them? You
know, I'm not quite there.
You're not quite there?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying.
No.
But just to have her passionate about something and watch the progression, too, over the years,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty cool to see. And I'm glad that she has something to... that she's into, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Oh, and like I said, soccer. I cannot stand soccer, but just they're watching my kids do it.
Yeah, I think that's a big.
Tell you what, man.
Don't let them do stuff they're into.
Now, can I sit down and watch someone else play, or sit down and watch it on TV? No. But if my kid was there, I'm going to be sitting there watching them. Yeah. You know, and that's even when it came like. To parent-teacher conferences, I remember the first parent-teacher conference that we had for Allie when she got into school. My wife scheduled it when I was working.
Mm. She didn't want you there.
Oh.
You embarrassed
No, she
her.
Just scheduled it.
I'm thinking, just
no, no, she thought that I didn't want to be there.
Nice.
And I'm like, why do I not want to be there? Like, I want to be there to support my kid. You know, I want to be there to see how she's doing. If she's not doing very well, I want to know what I need to work on.
Right.
Because I'm not going to lie. Mm. My parent-teacher conferences did not go well. I was terrible in school.
Nice.
Mainly because I was a dreamer. I would sit there and just daydream all day or stare at the girls.
Nice.
Not paying attention to what the teacher said. And, or I talk.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey. I don't talk.
You can graduate doing all those things.
Well, I did. I did graduate.
I made it.
I made it. Barely, but I made it. But, yeah, I'm like, you know, I want to be there for everything. And
it's commendable.
That's why, you know, the various jobs that I've had, I've always made sure that my jobs didn't interfere with things like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, growing up with me, you know, my dad, he wasn't the, you know, lovey-dovey type. You know, he never said I loved you. I never hugged you or anything. Mm. But he was at every event.
Yeah.
You know, and which he was a bus driver, and he would drive us.
Oh, nice.
You know, he was there at every football game.
Oh, yeah.
Away game, because he drove us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was the bus driver, drove us. Track. If it was away, he was the one driving us to you know, Emmett or wherever it was.
About that.
You know, and even though, and actually one of my favorite pictures that I have from track is there's a picture of me jumping. I'm up in the air, and it has my dad in it, and because he was holding the clipboard because he was writing down the scores. And then it has, you know, Coach Plocker. He's over there, you know, yeah, acting like he's jumping too.
Yeah, right.
And Hayden Plocker's in the back.
That's all in the picture.
It's all in the picture.
Goodness gracious!
I had to show you this picture, but yeah, that's one of my favorite pictures. That's probably one that I'll eventually, you know, put in a frame or something. You know, when my dad passes, but
yeah,
that's just I know. No, did he tell me he loved me? Did he hug me? Did he spend time with me outside of those things? No. Not at all. Not one bit. But he was always there to my events.
He's there.
He was there. And that's all that mattered.
Being there and being present in your kid's life, I think, is you can say you love somebody all day long, but if you're never around and actually active in your kids' lives, it's going to have an effect on them, and probably a pretty negative one, too. Like, they need you. They need your time. They need your attention. Not just like one foot in, one foot out, man. You know, you have one or four or five or whatever kid, you got to give them the attention that they need.
Yep.
And you got to give them that time that, and yeah, like you brought up reading, and I'm the same way. You know, there was times like, I don't feel like doing this. But reading to your kids is one of the easiest things you can do, and it's so beneficial for them for so many reasons. Oh, one, you're giving them time. You're just being with them. But two, they're learning how to read. And then they have to be able to read to even do anything in life. And the sooner they figure that out, the sooner they're doing it on their own now. And maybe they're just reading, sitting next to you or something. Now they don't need you to read. And then there's going to be a time where you miss reading to them. Here comes that door again.
Yep.
You don't want to read. And then now you're wanting to read, and they don't want you to read.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because of you. You know, you reading with them. You doing work with them, you playing with them, you doing these things, they may not remember specific events, you know, especially from when they're little, but they are going to remember as far back that my dad was there, my mom was there, you know, like that's a big deal.
Yeah.
And it has such a positive impact. And it doesn't take any type of book or scientist to tell you these things. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. We've all known people growing up that have had a harder time because they either were missing a parent, missing both parents, or they just weren't around. I mean, you see it. They'll be the first ones to tell you it had an impact on them.
Oh, yeah. They'll tell you. It sucked.
So, yes, there's more than one way to do it, but it's like you can drive a car a number of different ways, right? But, I mean, 10 and 2... kind of the ideal way, you know, seatbelt fastened, speed limit.
Yeah.
You know?
Check your mirrors.
If you got two active parents, that's probably your ideal way of doing it. Doesn't always work out, I get it. But whoever's raising this kid has got to give them attention to him or her.
Yep.
You got to. I don't care if it's grandma, mom, dad, brother, whoever's raising, like, unfortunately, you are the one.
They got to have attention, and they have to have someone that's going to give them attention. And give them their time.
And positive attention, too. Like, that's the thing. Positive. Not just if them growing ups, all they ever remember is being yelled at and told they weren't good at anything or, you know, hit, you know, all these things.
Yeah.
That's going to...
It's got to be positive. I mean, like you said, even if it's just sitting down and watching one of their weird shows... Like, you know, when the kid shows, like, Backyardigans or something, you know, which I love, by the way.
What is that?
Backyardigans? Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Yeah,
because you don't watch kid shows.
I watch some. I mean, I'm not a monster.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I'm sorry that I wanted to sit around and watch World War II in color HD with me. I'm trying to teach my daughter history. I don't have time for Backyardigans. Okay? We got no time for that.
I tell you what, I miss the Backyardigans because the stupid crap that my kids watch right now. They watch YouTube stuff all day long.
I know. And I'm see, just like, oh well, my gosh. She likes that. We only give her a little bit of time, though, per week to watch that stuff because it's just. It's too much. It's terrible.
About to undownload, uninstall freaking YouTube.
Yeah, man. I mean, it can be helpful. I mean, it was really helpful when she had long hair and we'd be brushing her hair, you know, and it hurt her head, you know, like she got such long, thick hair.
Yeah.
So, you know, here, watch your little Them Playing With Dolls. But that was about it, man. Like, once we were done with that, you can watch something, but you're going to watch something else. Like, I'd rather have you watch, like, a show than whatever that is. Like, I don't even know what that is. Like, you're just watching. People playing. Go play yourself. Like, go play with your own toys. Why are you watching them play with toys?
Oh, my gosh. My kids watch other kids play Minecraft.
It's a thing. Well, it's... Yeah,
And I'm looking at them, and I go, there's an Xbox right in there.
Oh, no.
Go play it yourself.
You can play it yourself, yeah.
But
We were in trouble. The day that stuff started being like entertainment where you watch other people do things that you wish you were doing, that you actually could be doing, but you choose not to because you'd rather watch them, that's when we started taking a turn.
Well,
and we got to regroup.
But I've heard a good analogy, though, because, you know, the kids are watching other kids play a video game.
Sure.
But then here we are sitting down watching a sport event, watching someone play football.
Okay, listen here. Don't you? Who told you this?
Who
brought that up? I want to know.
I don't know. I saw it online somewhere.
Oh, was it?
Uh-huh.
That's the same thing?
Uh-huh.
It's not the same thing. Okay. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Because I cannot get together
and have a conversation about this. You can tell me how me sitting around watching somebody play Call of Duty is the same thing as watching grown men play football or basketball.
Because there's a way I can get off of this couch and go and be filling for Jimmy Garoppolo like I said I was going to.
But you can go play Call of Duty.
But I'm
you ain't gonna play Call of Duty as good as them.
No, I'm not gonna play it at all because I'm not a gamer. No. I don't play those games, so
that's beside the point.
Yeah.
It's not the same, okay? Anyway. And we're gonna leave it at that.
I got him riled up, folks.
It's not the same, okay? Listen.
You won't like him when he's angry.
It's not the same. What was I saying? Oh, but I feel like, you know, I really got somewhere when about 3 years old, I got her to watch X-Men, the animated series from when we were kids.
Yeah.
Because I had this idea, like, when she was a baby, it's like, I feel like there's some shows that I should try to watch with her when she gets a little older. And if I can get her into that, maybe she'll be into, like, those movies and stuff. And then I won't be pigeonholed into, like, watching the same, whatever this show you're talking about is.
Backyard again.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, sure enough, she was really into it. I lucked out because I've heard other people too. I told
them
they tried, and that's what I'm saying.
They were into Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Yeah.
But then put the movie on, it freaks them out.
Well, just stick with the cartoon then. That's fine.
But they're done with the cartoon.
Yeah,
like, I don't want the cartoon.
They don't
want
to watch any of the Spider-Man movies.
No.
Which ones? Which kids?
The older two.
They don't like it.
No, dude. We
I thought watched... Allie likes Spider-Man.
She does, but she doesn't like to actually watch the real version of Spider-Man, the movie.
She don't like any of the superhero movies?
No, they freak her out.
Really?
She pretends. Like, we watched Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. She don't like Iron Man?
Freaked her out. The hole in the chest. Freaked her out.
I don't like that hole in his chest. Freaked you know that keeps him alive?
That's what I told her. And well, freaked Molly out, which I totally forgot about all of that. You know how we talked about a couple weeks ago that the house with the clock in its walls?
Yeah.
Oh, we're still dealing with Hunter with that. He won't even go to the bathroom alone.
You forget sometimes, depending on how sensitive they are, they'll think about that stuff forever.
I thought he was asleep in my arms.
Yeah.
Because he was falling asleep, and next thing I know, he's all,
I don't like it.
But now...
Maybe put something else on that he does like to try to,
Oh, we tried. Well, after something like that we watched, then we'll watch something that they like to try and get their mind off of it. I mean, that's where Valerie is.
Yeah.
If we watch like kind of a scarier movie or like a...
Alex is the same exact
Well, even if it's like SVU.
Yeah.
Or...
No, they're very emotionally like attached to what you're watching.
Yeah, or like Bones or something like that where it's kind of that darker side.
Sure.
Then they have to watch like Friends. She has to watch Friends or something like that to take her mind off of it before she goes to bed.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Not me.
I don't either.
I'll fall asleep.
It's fake to me. Like, all of it. Like, that don't bother me.
I'm
going to bed.
So, no. No, we don't watch those anymore. Actually, the things that we're really into, SEAL Team.
No, man, I don't watch any of that primetime. Awesome. The only thing I think from primetime television I watch is This Is Us.
Did you watch that?
She got me in it, man.
Yeah.
I had to give her one.
I can't do it. No.
I had to give her one.
She watches it. That's one of her shows that she watches on her own.
No, it's pretty... It's pretty good.
I don't know what that sounds.
I don't know what that was either. That was them saying, "What do you?" That's NBC saying you're not allowed to talk about her stuff right now.
Yeah,
canceled.
Canceled.
No, it was. I gave it. You know, it was one of those shows. Like we have a few shows that we like to watch together, and you know, every once in a while we'll find something that we can both agree upon, and it's a pretty. No,
we have a 911, the original one that's out of a. L.A.
Yeah, you guys watch all those like primetime shows, huh? Like
well, yeah, but we watch them on Hulu, and so we watch them not when they're live. We watch them like the next day.
Sure.
Yeah. Right now we're into some fire department in. It's a spinoff from Grey's Anatomy, but it's a fire department one.
They just don't stop making these shows, do they?
No.
Seattle Fire Department.
See, but then I got...
CSI Miami.
Yeah.
CSI.
But then when she's watching her, you know, This Is Us and a Million Little Pieces or whatever it's called. When she's watching
those... Oh, yeah. I heard that show was super depressing, too.
Yeah.
I was so about it. I'm like, why do you watch that?
It's girls.
That sounds so depressing.
I don't know. It's...
Yeah. But the minute you put something on, like... That maybe they'll find it. They're like, that's depressing. I'm like, you just watched a show that's like the most depressing thing ever, but I put this on.
No, there's a couple shows that I watch on my own, but then she can sit down. Like Goldberg's, I'm watching that. Last Man Standing, I'm watching that.
We started that a while back. Didn't stick.
There's one or two others that I'll watch when I'm not watching something with her. Because we did catch up for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, with this whole COVID stuff,
sure.
No one's making it.
Yeah, we watched Schitt's Creek on Netflix.
Valerie watched it.
So good.
I couldn't.
So good.
I tried, and the mom drove me nuts.
But that's what's funny, the way she talks.
No.
My babies.
I did not appreciate the way she talked.
That, no, she kind of liked that.
Yeah.
My babies.
My babies.
Her talking about her wigs.
Oh.
David! Yeah. It's a good show, man.
Now, the brother and sister, they freaking cracked me up.
No, it's a really good show.
But every time the mom got on there, I couldn't do it.
That was a really good show, man. It was really good for a lot of reasons, man. And I'm glad, like, a lot of people were watching that during the pandemic because you hear a lot about, you know, stuff and how people feel about their... It's like, man, go watch that show. Like, that was pretty real. It was good. It's funny. And
best thing to come out of this pandemic? Tiger King.
Nah. It's so funny you said because... I was told by so many, you gotta watch this.
Dude, Alex watched
and I
it.
Sat down, we watched the first episode, we both looked at each other and said, what was that? Like, is that good? No.
It gets better. You gotta go past the first episode.
No, but I felt so many things, like, what was that? Is that real? I feel kind of bad for them. It's almost like we're poking fun at these people.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And I know that they get crazy. And I'm just like, I'm not really into that like very much. I'm like, I don't see the appeal. I'm good.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. But yeah, between my brother, her sister, you, everybody was saying how good this show is. And
funny
I gave it a shot.
It's a funny reality show.
There's nothing real about that show, though. I know it's reality because it's a real person, but that is not real life.
Dude owns tigers. Sure that was real life.
No, I mean, is that normal to you?
Well, you know, call me Tiger King. I'll own some tigers. I'm not gonna go to jail over them.
Rawr.
That dang Carol Baskin.
I want some wolves.
Oh no, not the
wolves. No, I did. I gave that a shot. Didn't happen, didn't stick for either one of us.
I think, no, I think,
I don't know.
Besides the show, I think the memes that came after.
Oh, yeah, we saw them. Yeah.
Were just as bad, just as good.
Oh, I saw a lot, yeah.
The memes were the best. I mean, they're still going around. I mean, just like the other day.
It's heavily quoted.
There was one.
Yeah.
There was one that I sent to my brothers that was the Tiger King sitting there, and he said, I'll give you one guess who's responsible for 2020.
It's him.
Nope.
No.
Carol Baskin.
Oh, Carol. That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I saw the memes. They're funny. I mean, everything was funny, and I could see how, I don't know. I couldn't see.
Well, I think it just attracted everyone because we'd never seen anything like that.
Oh, for sure.
To think that, like that someone was like that.
Yeah, you're like, this is real?
Yeah.
There's really people
like there's real people like that. Yeah. There's real people like Carol. There's real people like the Tiger King. Like, what in the Sam Hill is going on over in Oklahoma? Were they in Florida?
Where, yeah.
He was in Oklahoma. She was in Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
And now he's in the pen. And I think last time I heard, she owns that tiger facility now.
Well, I heard they're opening up a case on her again. So we'll see what happens.
You know, that old, what was it, sardine oil?
I don't know.
On the boots?
I didn't finish it. I told you, I made one episode. I stopped caring. I'm like, I don't know. That's like, maybe, because here's the thing. I know like a lot of people are watching it like, man, it really takes your mind off, you know, what's going on. And I was like,
it kind of did.
But for me, I watched it. I was like, that just makes this worse. Like, I'm having, we're stuck at home.
Well, when you're doing anything.
And now I got to watch these Yahoos out there with tigers and whatever else. Like, this is weird. And I'll be real, because I got even more frustrated. I was like, and the fact that everybody's telling me I need to watch this because it's so good is making me mad. So I'm not going to watch it. Just to spite everybody.
Listen here, you stubborn fool.
I am.
You sit down. That's it.
Yeah,
we're getting done here.
You don't tell me what to do.
When I push stop, we're going to turn it on this TV right here. We're going
to
watch it. Sit down. We're having a marathon. We're going to watch it all right now.
I wouldn't do it.
By the time you're done, you will be a fan.
You know, I can't wait to be like, for Alex and I to be the two people on planet Earth and never watched it. It's going to be awesome.
Nope, you already did. You watched one episode, boom.
Everybody.
You're tainted.
You got to watch it, bro. Whoa. No. Schitt's Creek got heavily watched, though, during pandemic, and that was good. And it is really good, and I liked it a lot.
I just could not get past the mom. I watched.
She's funny, though.
So, now, when that was something that when I was watching my own thing, and she was watching her own thing.
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while, I'd pause behind and just sit there and watch it. But then when the mom came on, boop, push play on whatever I was watching.
She's funny, though. She nailed that part.
I could not do it. That's a mom from Home Alone.
It is, yeah. Catherine O'Hara.
Not age well.
She's old, man. I mean, they're getting there.
You're old. Yeah, you're younger than I am.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Shut up.
You're old.
Shut up.
Old. Man, where were we anyway?
I have no idea.
Well, it's all time, and it's all.
Life revolves around a door.
Yeah, it's all gold.
That's the main thing that we've learned from this episode. At first, you want to close the door. The kids don't want it.
Yeah.
And then the kids want to close it, and we don't want it closed.
That's true. We're gonna live in a house with no doors pretty soon.
No doors.
No.
It's all going to be
just
taken off.
Even the bathroom. It's like a shower curtain. You can just hear what's going on in there. Fingers coming under the shower curtain. Hey!
Hey, come on!
Kids are up there. They're like little zombies. You know, you're like, no! Just hands.
Well, especially like you said, you know, a couple episodes ago, when you wake up and they're 2 inches from your face.
Dude, they don't ever stop trying to just suck the life right out of you. You're like, you're gonna kill me, kid. And then you won't have me anymore. Your heart just gives out. Yeah, they're always sneaking up on you,
man.
Climbing on you, hitting you.
But they're fun as heck, you know.
They are.
I wouldn't trade them for the world. That's for sure.
It's fun, and you know, like I have so much fun with my daughter, and I have fun with my nieces and nephews. Oh my gosh, those kids are so fun. And I love watching them all together. It is funny, though. Like, there is never a time where these kids don't start fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Like siblings, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they'll come up here and be playing. We'll be hanging out. And usually it's a good while. It's not like they get together and immediately are fighting. It's mm-hmm. usually like an hour or two down, like, after they've been a while. Then mm-hmm. somebody gets their feelings hurt or somebody gets hit too hard. Or,
yep.
And it's usually we're all like, we'll either ignore it because it's like, let them figure it out. Or somebody will come tattle, because that's what happens. Most of us are like, you know, so, don't tattle. Like, I hate the tattling thing, you know. Like, but if it's something bad, you know, I get it. Like,
yeah.
We'll be like, we'll squash. But you know how it is. Like, you can tell when it's tattletale time and when it's, like, something legit.
Yes.
And we, you know, whoever it is, don't matter if it's the actual mom or dad or his aunt, uncle, we all are like, it's like a village, you know. Like, mm-hmm. with these kids, we're just like, nah, don't do that.
Well, it's like I told you. How my brother that's right above me got a boy and a girl the same age.
Yeah.
So when it's together, it's like having, you know, three sets of twins.
Whew.
It doesn't
that's a lot
even
of
take...
That's a lot of hands coming out of the door. Leave me alone.
Give them 30 minutes and they're fighting.
Yeah, well,
30 minutes.
It's inevitable, man.
But the thing is, the girls aren't the ones fighting with the girls. The boys aren't fighting with the boys. It's the girls fighting with the boys.
That's interesting you say that, because...
The two girls get along, two boys get along, but it's my daughter, my oldest, and they're my brother's son. Just...
See, yeah, it doesn't matter with our... because they've all grown up like around each other, so she'll be fighting with the boys, or they'll fight with her, and then she'll get with the little girls that are a couple years younger than her. And she'll start fighting with them, or they'll fight with, or they'll, because it's usually her getting her feelings hurt by them, because they'll just be like, I don't want to do, you know, because they, like, she's, like, kind of bossy, like, you do with this, and they're like, I don't want to do that, and then she's like, get all mo-, and I'm like, if they don't want to do it, then don't do it, leave them alone, don't make them do something they don't want to, you know, or they'll come down and, you know, so-and-so, you know, said something mean, and, you know, and it's something like that. You, the big fights are between... her and the boys fighting, but it's usually them fighting, like they'll wrestle, and then it turns into somebody sat on somebody's head for like 5 minutes and almost killed them. Like, and you're like, God, and I don't know how many times I've come up there, and I don't know, and it's happened to all three of them. She's gotten her head set on, they sat on the oldest, they sat on the other one, and I'm like, how many times do I have to tell you guys, like, stop trying to, like snuff out your cussing? They can't breathe. I don't know what's hard. You guys are all eight. Like, she's the youngest out of the three of them. Like, so I don't know what's so hard for you guys to understand that sitting on them and punching them, like, in the stomach's not going to take their... They don't stop, man. I love it. They're aggressive.
You're supposed to they're pinch like a
bunch,
my leg.
No, they don't... There was no pinch. They're like a bunch of Spartan children, like, in the sand pits, just fighting.
Just going just at it.
Eye gouging.
Survival of the fittest.
It is,
right?
Man, just warriors up here.
But that's the way it was with us growing up.
Nah. I'm all for that.
I was with my cousins. I mean, it was just an all-out brawl.
I'd rather deal with that than, like, the tattletale and, like, oh my gosh, the mind games that happens. That's what happens with the girls.
Oh,
it's the mind games. Oh yeah. Oh, and like the and like ignoring and then like the mental, like, psychological warfare that's handled. I don't like that, because that's stuff they do their whole life, you know, as they get older and they're teasing other girls and, like, you know, it's, you know, I'm like, I don't like that at all. I'd rather have you, like, honestly, I'd rather have you, like, hit, like, I feel like we can, don't hit, but this thing that you're doing, like the making comments and snark remarks and you know, that's tough to deal with, you know, and you hope that doesn't, like, carry on for, but yeah, that's usually what you'll get with the girls. They'll be playing just fine.
What grade is Julian in?
She's in third grade.
Third grade?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Allie's in fifth.
Yeah.
And ever since third grade, that's all the girls on the playground.
Yeah, see, she deals with that at school, I mean, it's interesting, because even, it'll even happen with, like, with her little cousin. They're only, like, how old are these girls? Five? I don't know. Yeah. But they're already, like, figuring that stuff out. She does it, too. You know what I mean? It's just, like, stop that. Don't do that. Like, don't make little comments or, you know.
See, that's the thing. See.
The mind games.
Molly, or not Molly, Allie is a Tom girl. So she would much rather be out hanging out with the boys. And so she actually always has a lot more friends that are boys than girls. Yeah. Because she just doesn't deal with the drama that the girls have.
No, man, they do. And, yeah, we see it already, man. These girls, they bring the drama, and the boys and her just hit each other. And sometimes they'll get mad because they're not sharing. You know, normal stuff. But the drama only happens when all the girls are together. And it's like...
Yeah,
it's inevitable. They could be at 3 hours hanging out just fine. All of a sudden,
boom!
Yeah, somebody had to
looking at me wrong.
Yeah, that's
what?
Right.
You look at me like
You look at me like that, or that dress. Oh, I don't like that dress. You're ugly. You know, whatever. It's like, stop! Yeah. Don't do that. Just hate each other.
Yep, boys. That's the difference. Even as adults, men will just pound each other, and then they're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, well, it used to be that way. We're getting very sensitive,
that
too.
That is true.
Everybody is. Everybody's very, very sensitive time. Yeah.
I don't like the way you're talking to me.
No. Well, but I think it would, a lot of things...
It's not what you said, it's how you said it.
That's oh my goodness, yeah. I feel like we could handle a lot of our problems. Just, you know, 5 minutes in a ring.
There
just
you go.
See what happens.
That's it.
Bam. And then that's it. You know, nothing crazy.
Call it a day.
But there's a lot of people out there talking smack that...
Too much smack, like, talking.
The minute you were probably calling out in person, and be like, oh, I never even said that. What are you talking about? Oh, I would never do that. Cyber courage, man. It's worse than
warriors.
It's worse than liquid courage.
Was it social justice warriors? Yeah. I hate you. I don't like the way you look.
Yeah, you think differently than me. I hate you for that.
Come shake in my face.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, anyway, now we're
all right. Now we're getting off track. All right. Well, that's gonna do it for this episode, guys.
We're pretty good on time here. Wow, that might be our longest episode. Yeah, but this was a good one.
Yes, lots to talk about. We can keep going and going. But
No. But I think at the end of the day, though, like we're talking about, like time. You know, whether it's with yourself, your spouse. Your kids, it's gold, mm-hmm. it's precious. Hold on to it, you'll remember it forever.
You have to.
It's
not going to last for long.
This life is a door.
Yep. Life revolves around a door. Dang it
does. It's a door.
Yes. But hey, remember, our children are blessings, and let's not take them for granted. And we'll catch you guys on the flippity flop.
Take care of yourselves out there.
Peace.